The opt-out movement has now spread to eastern Washington. A spokesman for the Richland School District says only 17% of juniors at Richland High School showed up for their scheduled test earlier this week. Washington State School Superintendent Randy Dorn agrees there is a problem with the state standardized test, but he says people are upset about the wrong test. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
11th graders are skipping the Smarter Balanced Assessment test in big numbers because the test isn't required to graduate. Besides, many of them already took another big standardized test the year before, in the 10th grade. But State School Superintendent Randy Dorn says it's that 10th grade test that's the problem. He says that test only measures the bare minimum that students need to graduate from high school. He says that's not a very helpful thing to measure, because just graduating kids isn't enough anymore.
The public schools have taken a big hit that, yeah, you're graduating kids, but they're not prepared to go on.
Dorn says the 11th grade test, on the other hand, gives students all kinds of useful information.
The Smarter Balanced test is to give you a kind of a checkpoint of where are you actually at, and if you're a little weak in an area, use your senior year to skill up and be ready to move on to the military, apprenticeship program, community college, technical school, or a four-year program.
But critics say time spent on the test isn't useful. Kevin Nguyen is a junior at Garfield High School, where 95% of the juniors there opted out.
This sounds like a pretty busy time in the school year, and having to worry about this test, that's absolutely ridiculous. We can't afford to take this much class time to do something that does not go towards graduation.
Other critics have said the 11th grade tests have a high failure rate, too high. Randy Dorn disputes that. He says scoring lower on that test doesn't indicate failure. It just gives students information they can use to plan their future after high school. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.